Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The possibility that the Republican-led Senate could confirm a new Supreme Court justice before the year ends has many Democratic voters fuming. For example, our panel of Democrats in swing state New Hampshire. Josh Denton is an Iraqi war vet and former Portsmouth, New Hampshire city councilor. Eva Castillo is an immigrant advocate from Manchester, New Hampshire. And Al Cantor of Concord, New Hampshire is a self-employed consultant to nonprofits. Cantor says for him, it wouldn't be enough for Senate GOP leader Mitch McConnell to just hold off on the vote until after the November election.
Actually, Bob, I'd like to see the vote delayed until after the inauguration of the next president, because I think what probably would happen right now is that Mitch McConnell will delay the vote until after the election, but they'll still vote on the Trump nomination in lame duck. I think it's the height of hypocrisy for the Republican leadership after having stalled on the Merrick Garland nomination with nearly a full year left in the Obama presidency, to now just try to ram through a nominee who will severely change the course of American history and certainly the Supreme Court.
Ava?
Yeah, Al raises a good point. After the president is sworn in, I don't want to take any chances.
Josh?
I would like to see the next Supreme Court justice confirmed after we know who the next president is going to be and it's decided. Unlike 2000, when it went to the courts, I don't want to see whoever's confirmed be a deciding vote on who the next president is.
If you were speaking to a swing state New Hampshire voter who was undecided on whether a delay in the Senate vote was important, what would you say to that person today?
This is Eva. I think it's important to give a chance to a different voice. It's important to have some type of balance in the Supreme Court. And we know we're not going to get that balance here. It's going to tip completely to the right.
Al?
We're proud to be from a state that produced Justice David Souter, who was a lifelong Republican nominated by a Republican, who proved to be a remarkably balanced and thoughtful justice. That's not the kind of person who would come out of the Trump administration.
You know, they may be powerless to stop a Senate vote. So what exactly do you want Democrats to do about this? Eva?
The party needs to get it together and unify for everything that we have advanced as a country. This is not the time to play petty politics here. You know, we need to present one united front.
And what do you want Joe Biden to do?
This is Josh again. I would love to see Joe do what he's been doing since he won the nomination, which is expressing many Americans' frustration and anger against the president.
Josh, what do you say to fellow progressives like yourself when they voice skepticism about Joe Biden?
That although he doesn't have the perfect record or best credentials, he's the person that we need for this moment. The empathy that America needs right now.
Al, when we last spoke in February, you were an Amy Klobuchar supporter. How are you feeling about Biden now?
Right now, I'll eat nails for the guy. I think he's our choice against someone who's an authoritarian, racist, malevolent kleptocrat. I'm totally in favor of Joe Biden, and I actually have appreciated the campaign he's been running.
Eva, you're a progressive Democrat. What are your feelings about Joe Biden?
I think he's a decent human being. You know, I really had no problem, but I also worry about the progressives that were so excited for Bernie. And that is really my biggest fear, that they are so obstinate and so close-minded that they refuse to vote for not their candidate.
As I understand it, you have said you're disappointed with how Democrats have treated the Latino community. Tell us about that. And does that worry you in terms of what happens with the Latino vote on Election Day?
Yes, it does. Not so much here in New Hampshire, because we tend to be more liberal, but most of my Venezuelan friends, to my shock, are all for Trump. I don't know why they equate Democrats with socialists. And to them, socialist is a straight ticket to Cuba and to be communist. And I said, no, this is totally wrong. You know, there are social programs, and we have plenty of strong democracies that happen to be socialist governments. So, you know, we really need to do a better job reaching out to Latinos. And this is not every 2 years. You know, we're not just to be put back on the table whenever they need our vote.
If we don't know the results of the presidential race on November 3rd, is anyone worried that Donald Trump will raise doubts about the legitimacy of the results should those results show Joe Biden the winner?
Oh, yeah. I think he's already paving the road for that. And that really scares me.
Why, Eva?
Because I come from a country in Venezuela where the elections are crooked, and I see what that did to my country.
And Josh?
The president has been setting the groundwork since his 2016 campaign about what he'll do if he doesn't trust the results. And it's been a nonstop barrage. You could tell it's working with some voters. Mm-hmm. I think the media, all outlets, need to start preparing the American public to know there will be no results on election night. Not set up these war rooms with clocks ticking down till we get results. Let people know we won't know for days, and that's going to be, should be expected.
Josh Denton of Portsmouth, thanks for speaking with us.
Thanks for having me.
Al Cantor of Concord, thank you.
It's always a pleasure, Bob.
And Eva Castillo of Manchester, always a pleasure to speak to you.
Thank you.